Well, I think I've explained the situation.
Could we run that through legal? Because to be quite honest, Mr. Chairman, we're not being disrespectful to you. I think you're making the wrong decision there, because this is a committee meeting of the local plan committee. I respect the fact that you say it's on the agenda, but this, my submission, is part of the local plan, which needs to be considered by the councillors that are in this room now.
Yeah, and I take your point, but what I'm saying to you is that we're not making a decision on the housing allocations tonight, so your points are just wasted. They're just going to get lost in the mist of time.
Well, I disagree, because if you can sow a seed, you sow a seed, and this is part of the local plan.
Okay, well, if you want to finish, because you were halfway through, so if you want to finish your comments, I'll allow you to finish.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I shall go back. If these proposals were accepted and a new junior school required due to the Oakwood Park development, and that the Foots Farm site, as suggested, is being considered for development, and only if it's being considered for development, then we would propose the new school go on that site and form a natural link to the Willows Preschool. If these proposals were ignored and the document in front of us was the only proposal, then Little Clacton Parish Council would reluctantly have to accept their first choice as being Tendring Central Garden Village, the second Hartley Garden Suburb, and with the others being unacceptable. I shall be winding up, Mr. Chairman. This committee needs to be honest with themselves and accept that these houses will generate huge traffic, and that traffic will be best guided along the A133, the A120 corridor, and not through the villages. Finally, any 106 or CIL agreements, CIL agreements, need to include traffic calming measures to protect the villages around these settlements. Thank you very much.
George, do you want to say something, Councillor Broderick?
Just quick, Mr. Chairman. With respect, the councillors don't get the agenda until a week before. We don't know what's going to be on. It's very difficult for people who are today even visiting consultations to not come here and make comments. So I just wanted to point that out. They may not have known that it was just about the assessment.
Perhaps that hasn't been made clear enough. I'll get the mounting officer just to read, because it does state in the agenda what the strict rules are on it.
I'm just replying to the comment was made by the last speaker where he wanted it clarified. For those members of the public that do have a copy of the agenda, on page 86 at the back, it provides details of the local plan public speaking scheme, and it actually refers to who can speak. And you'll see that in bold and in italic, it actually highlights that it is to the recommendations in the report. And in fact, encourages somebody to speak in favour and somebody to speak against. I think a last couple of meetings we've been a bit more lenient and allowed more members of the public to speak on various items. And previous reports have included reference to allocation of sites. So I can see where the confusion has arisen for tonight's meeting. However, the public speaking scheme does ask members of the public to speak back to the recommendations in the report, but I also take on board Councillor Broderick's point that you would not have necessarily known that when preparing to attend this evening.
I think the simplest thing to do is if I allow the... I'll come to second, Councillor Bray. I'll allow all the remaining speakers to say whatever they were going to say, frankly, because you've obviously got prepared statements you're looking to make. And if they're not strictly in accordance with that protocol, then I think we'll just have to let it go. I think in future, as you say, Councillor Broderick, you know, if the agenda's only coming out a few days before, then that does make it rather difficult. So I think we'll be just lenient on this occasion and let anyone say what they want. I apologise to Councillor Cutting for... interrupting him, but you nevertheless had extra platform time to make your points. I think you did rather well. Councillor Bray wanted to say something.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just first of all, if I caused any confusion for the Chairman of Parish Council, I do apologise for doing that. But please, please keep hold of that statement that you've made. There will be another opportunity to bring it forward on what will be considered the correct night. In my opinion, I agree with you. You should be able to bring it forward any time, and I'm pleased that you did. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Bray. So if I take next speaker, Councillor Peter Dumsday, Chairman of Wheely Parish Council. Beg your pardon.